Hey folks, I'm Christian, and this is an Ice Age Farmer update on a Monday morning. I want to mention some stuff about the fake meat, but before I do, I wanted to revisit something that I mentioned yesterday because I don't think that I really gave it enough justice. Some of the information about the carrot crisis, which is really a misnomer, it has much more affected than the carrots. From this article here, here's a gentleman. I was in the south of France last week on holiday. I popped in. The price of a 1 kilo bag of carrots was €249. That's five times the price as normal. So here's a data point from on the ground. Skipping down here. We're already seeing huge crop shortages as a result of the current heat wave. Lettuce as a prime example. I can't emphasize enough how serious the situation is looking for the 2018-19 season. We grow ourselves mainly root crops in Anglia and Yorkshire. We've had the perfect storm of poor growing conditions. It's not just the current heat wave. It's not just this year, even. It started with a remarkably wet and cold spring. Cold and wet. Which meant many crops were either planted too late or planted in cold soil temperatures and in wet conditions. Then we had the hottest, driest spell. Blah, 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 blah. So for our own onions, we're seeing only a yield reduction of 25 to 30% down. That's pretty significant. Plus the quality, hardly any of those are over 70 millimeters, which is the most popular size. So the yields are drastically reduced and the quality of those yields that did come out is down, which is something we've been talking about forever on this channel. More on this carrot perfect storm carrot shortage, which is how they're sort of labeling it in the media. Today, this coverage is continuing from Fresh Plaza here, likely to continue for up to 11 months. Recent adverse weather conditions will lead to the lowest yields for decades and the highest levels of imports to that crowded island. The UK is traditionally self-sufficient in carrots, 97% roughly being supplied by growers locally, domestically, I should say. In fact, we're respected worldwide. But this year we've had the perfect storm. The beast from the east, which we covered ad nauseum here, it reduced the growing season by 18% because it delayed planting by a month. Okay, so we already talked about all of these things from the last article. While some imports may be available, mainland Europe has also suffered from similar weather conditions, and carrots are not exactly plentiful there either. All right, so just I wanted to sort of bring that home that this is not just a, you know, here's the map that Christian put together of a couple people losing their crops. These are significant year-over-year losses that are continuing and advancing and increasingly that can't be substituted out because everyone else is suffering losses as well. Okay, this is humorous. Caught my eye because it's funny, but it's also extremely relevant to the conversation here. And it also betrays a bit of a let's take a look of a narrative here. Airline in New Zealand serving a fake meat burger infuriates the Prime Minister. And I do find this entertaining. But it is the Impossible Burger, which we've talked about quite a bit here. It's part of the integrated cryptocracy's attempt to replace modern agriculture with a new technocratic lab meat fake vertical farms, everything, technocracy, food system. So here we see that the latest addition to the Impossible Burgers list of restaurants and services that are serving up this, I'm going to draw very close attention here, it's a plant-based burger, they call it. It's just not true. I mean, the Bleeding Burger, which we know has no basis in safety, even according to the FDA, a corrupt establishment, if ever there was one, documents show that the makers of this Impossible Burger totally ignored the warnings about the key GMO ingredient. Well, gosh, it's a GMO burger that doesn't even have FDA approval. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, let's follow through on this because that's August of 2017. So maybe they've gotten FDA. I mean, maybe I'm just making noise. Am I flapping my gums? Have they gotten FDA approval in the meantime? Negative. They've not. Here's April 22nd of this year. Impossible Foods still fighting for FDA approval on its nasty GMO nonsense. May 18th of this year, FDA delays its response until July. So we still don't know. We still don't know. I mean, we do know it's disgusting, but the FDA has still not ruled on it, which has not precluded in any way this company from going out. By the way, Bleeding Burger is by Impossible Foods, which is funded by Bill Gates. It is getting its biggest exposure to market by being featured in Whole Foods. Since Whole Foods was acquired by Jeff Bezos, this is a small group of people who's forcing this nastiness upon us. We are confident that vegetarians, flexitarians, and dedicated, look, they're inventing inventing new whatever. Okay, so Air New Zealand is putting this on their burger. They've obviously been talked into it, or just they think it's the green thing to do. But the Prime Minister, you know, naturally is like, dude, we have amazing grass-fed beef in New Zealand. What are you doing? What's wrong with you? You're totally missing the boat here. I'm amazed at the momentum and speed at which it's growing. Yes, that's because it's a plan. Jacques Attali has talked about it. Many people. Soylent has talked about it. We know exactly what's going on. So this is being pushed. And maybe you just don't care. Maybe, you know, they'll keep serving burgers. Maybe they'll just offer Impossible Burgers to the other people in first class. But we'll keep, meat will still be on the menu. Negative. Negative. This is an agenda. They are replacing the food system. As evidence of this, get out of my way. Here on today, we saw WeWork, which is some place with a bunch of locations and you can go like remote office. You can go work there for a day in whatever city you're in. Well, you're no longer able, if you work at WeWork, to expense meals that include meat. So you are now forced to be a vegetarian, or you can pay for it yourself. But here you see the slipping. The agenda is working from all angles here. They're pining away. And it's no longer fashionable to have meat. Why? Because it's not green, right? Because cow farts. I mean, stop eating that stuff. New research, according to WeWork's CEO, indicates that avoiding meat is one of the biggest impacts you can have on reducing your personal environmental impact. It's even better than a hybrid. It's because hybrids are terrible. So yeah, thanks WeWork for really pushing the envelope. TechCrunch mentioning it as well, covering it. Pumping it out so that the rest of the Silicon Valley startups are, hey, want a virtue signal too. Why can't we offer more benefits for vegetarians and outlaw meat? So here you see, it's moving forward, folks. You're going to make it unfashionable to eat meat. You're not just going to put out disgusting fake meat. You're going to make it taboo to eat animals, even as Richard Dawkins is talking about cannibalism. So, there you have it. I also wanted to mention this guy, the poor gentleman who is in Garytown, Ohio. He's got 1,000 acres of soybean, and he had to replant 3 times this spring. This is just how an example of how these repeated losses are going to wipe people out. And yet, this article in The Blade then goes on to talk about, oh, it's the tariff fight. It's Trump's trade war that's going to cause the demise. These heavy downpours here, the opening line of the article, are clearly not something that Trump or any legislative body had something to do with here. But it's very surreptitious, the way, I just wanted to point that out, the way that the media says, yeah, farmers are going crazy. There's the tariffs. It's Trump's trade war. It's all these other things. Don't pay attention to the fact that the climate system is collapsing, that modern agriculture is following in lockstep because it's not able to tolerate these deviations from the standards that it's been operating under for the last nice modern maximum, solar maximum we've been enjoying here for the past 100 years or so. So folks, as these things change, so too must you change your habits, your where you're getting your food. You need to start growing your own food is the bottom line. And you need to take your family's food security and security in general into your own hands. So please start doing so today. Just take steps every day. You can achieve great things that way. Just as I achieved this amazing work of graphical art here. You can tell I did it because it's not much better than my logo. All right, folks. Thanks for watching. Do start getting prepared. This is a shot from this weekend from Ohio. We're seeing, I'm getting reports of more and more of these sorts of things where, call it logistics failures or distribution, or, you know, the ones that are certainly in the news in Europe are legitimate food shortages due to crop losses because of climate events. I don't know what else to say, or I'd say it to underscore the need. to grow your own food. Start today. Let's go build a future of abundance before these shelves are empty for good. Thanks, folks.